program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of TriSceptor Productions or the Superhuman Channel. TriSceptor Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
One of these days, Alice, one of these days, bang, zoom to the moon. No, one of these days, I am actually going to do an entire hour of music. I have some of the coolest, most unique mashups in the world. You can't even find them anywhere. And a lot of times, like that song that was just playing, I don't even want to stop it from playing. I want to listen to it. But obviously, the show must go on. And we have a great show today. Of course, it's the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish. He'll be with us in just a second, where he answers your questions and about everything, training, nutrition, drugs, everything, life in general. So we're going to get into that in just a second. Just want to remind everybody, the new website is superhumanradio.net. If you haven't been there, check it out. And if you've listened to us on iTunes in the past, we have a brand new iTunes feed. iTunes would not simply change our feed URL. Apple is the most difficult company to do business with. They're like dealing with the government. There's no rhyme or reason why they do things the way they do. It's the most difficult way to do anything. That's the way they do it. They're resistant to anything that makes sense. I hope someone from Apple's listening, really. I mean, Superhuman Radio will be in continuous production for 12 years this November. We changed the URL of our RSS feed. They are treating us like we're a brand new podcast. We are not able to bring any of the reviews, comments, ratings, or anything that we've developed over the past 12 years on iTunes over. They made us start a brand new channel from scratch. So if you have been listening on iTunes and you can't get the show anymore, it's because you're still looking at the old feed, which they won't even take the old feed down. That's the other thing. They won't take the old feed down. They won't combine the new one with the old one. Really, Apple is like the government. They make no sense at all. But it is what it is. So you have to search for Superhuman Radio on iTunes, just like you did the first time 11 or 12 years ago, and subscribe to the new feed. And you'll know it's the new feed because it's updated. It has shows that are current from last week and stuff like that. So check that out. Sorry for the inconvenience. We have evil working against us, trying to stop us, but they're not going to stop us.
Calling all Blueprint Army. Fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
It is a great day, my friend. My training's going great, and more importantly, all of my clients, man, they're hitting on all cylinders. There's nothing better to watch people make progress.
I got to tell you, my training has completely changed, and I'm going to say this, and people are going to think I'm still crazy about this. I have put on, my body looks so different in the past few weeks from eating, of all things, on a daily basis, liverwurst. Don't ask me what the magic is. People are like, well, what's the magic? I don't know. Is it the heart? Is it the liver? Is it the kidneys? Because I'm buying it from U.S. Wellness Meats. It has no preservatives in it, no nitrates in it. But, Rob, I have been referred to as a bodybuilder twice at the gym in the past week and a half.
Wow.
I mean, my shoulders are thick and round. My chest is, I don't know, maybe, I don't know what it is.
How much are you eating a day? How much liverwurst?
I'm eating a pound a day. That's a lot, but it goes down. I ate a pound post-workout today. I get them cut. I call them meat cookies, Rob. I get it cut on a 9, which is just a little bit thicker than a half inch thick.
Yeah.
So there's 8 of them to a pound. They go down like butter.
Yeah,
they go down so fast.
Yep. Yeah, listen, if you think about it, you know, you build muscle from the nutrients from your diet, right? The stuff, to me, to my recollection, it's almost like it's pre-digested.
Yes, it is. It's an organ meat sausage, which means that it's pureed, basically, yeah. Right? It's like a, it's almost like, I got to tell you the truth. When I buy a pound of it, when I get it in pound packages, it looks like a can of dog. It looks like it came out of a can of dog food, and somebody just sliced it for you.
Wow. Well, I got to tell you, I'm right behind you. My wife said that she's picking some up, so I will certainly let you know.
Rob, you're somebody who pays attention to everything that you do. I want you to give it 2 weeks and then come on the show and tell me if there isn't something magical about. Because don't forget, Rob, back in the day, all the old-time bodybuilders swore on what supplement, Rob?
Liver tabs.
Liver tabs. They would eat them by the handfuls to 20, 30, 40, 50 because they were looking at it as protein. But you and I both know the research on liver and desiccated liver with the rats that swam for their lives until they said they were pulling the plug on the thing. All the other rats drowned, but the ones that they gave the liver tabs to, would they swim for 12 hours continuously?
It was like 3 to 4. As a matter of fact, I want to say at the, 12-hour mark or something, they finally took them out.
They said, that's it. The test is over. Everybody else died but the rats that got the liver.
Yeah.
And now I will say this, guys and girls, if you start eating a pound of liver a day, you must start donating blood every couple months because you're going to get an iron overload. But there's something to that iron, I'm telling you right now. It could be the oxygen uptake in blood. But there's something to it. But the key is take iron in, get iron out so it doesn't just completely bioaccumulate. So you have to. If you're going to eat a pound of liverwurst a day, and it's an expensive proposition, but let me tell you something. People spend ridiculous money on supplements that don't work. And if liverwurst works for you, it's worth the $12 a day. Because that's what it's costing me right now, $12 a day to eat a pound of liverwurst.
Yep. Totally worth it.
Yeah. And I love this stuff. I mean, Elisa tells me that I can't kiss her until I brush my teeth after I eat it. Because it's, you know what's really funny?
What?
And you may figure this out yourself. It tastes like blood. So if you've ever had, I'm Italian, but your people are what? You're in Eastern Bloc, right? Aren't you?
Slavic,
yes. Okay. So all those nations had a blood sausage back in the day. The Italians had it. We called it sanguinaccio. But they actually took the blood of an animal, a goat, let's say, and they added spices to it, and they poured it into containers like intestines, like sausage. They baked it off in the oven. Everybody had blood sausage back in the day. You can find blood sausage online in certain ethnic delicatessens. There's something magical about that. The liver, because maybe it's because of the heart, because there's heart in there. It tastes like blood to me. It tastes like my grandfather's sanguinaccio. I remember it when I was a kid.
Yeah, that's amazing. Awesome.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. Any specials going on before we move forward?
No, I just got one note. You know, last week I mentioned that the supply of Synthogen was critically low. I am told that there are just a couple of bottles left.
I got to order it after the show.
I mean single digits. Yeah. So it looks like we're going to be out. How long, I can't tell you. But it's not a marketing ploy, folks. It's happened before.
I will order mine and Elisa's right after the show. I want to talk to you right after the show because I want you to help me order it. I don't want to lose the chance. I'm so sorry I waited now. I am such
Sure.
Okay. All right. Rob Roberts, who is a longtime listener, says, I'd like to know your opinion of DMAA. Also, what's going on with it? I thought it was banned, but I still see it being pushed in the magazines.
Yeah, so to refresh, DMAA is a stimulant, and it's a rather potent one at that, that was introduced several years back. So when USP Labs introduced Jack 3D, it set off a revolution in the world of pre-workouts, but it was the DMAA that was the real active in that product. Trouble is, like ephedrine before it, eventually it became real popular, and that's when it attracted the attention of the FDA. 5 years ago then, the FDA sent warning letters to every company selling DMAA. USP Labs didn't help matters with how they handled the ingredient, meaning at some point, they claimed on their label it was naturally occurring in some obscure plant species. To make matters worse, though, they instructed their Chinese source to smuggle synthetic DMAA into the country by labeling it green tea extract. How do I know this? The feds raided USP Labs, confiscated their computers, and they have the emails. It's not a good situation. These days, if you're looking for it, high-tech, I think it's high-tech pharmaceuticals, they are fighting the FDA over the matter, claiming, like USP Labs, it's naturally occurring. And it isn't nearly as prone to adverse side effects, right, that the FDA claims. All the while, they have multiple products with varying levels of DMAA. Truth be told, the government commissioned a study, probably by the RAND Corporation, of DMAA that showed it wasn't very dangerous at all. Since that didn't fit their narrative, they decided to just ban it anyway, citing the few adverse events reports and the whole save the children nonsense that, they used to get a FDRA ban. Here's the latest on that lawsuit. In April of this year, high-tech was dealt a blow as a federal court ruled DMAA was synthetic, not naturally occurring, and therefore its days are numbered. The courts, being what they are, though, high-tech is appealing the ruling, feeling that they have a pretty good chance at overturning it. It is not unusual to get a judgment overturned, but it's not the best news the company could have received. In the meantime, they're selling the hell out of it. A couple other companies do, but primarily high-tech. Around 6 months ago, I located a source of bulk DMAA for my subscribers. Suffice it to say, those that like DMAA stocked up on it, and they're going to have plenty for a long, long time. To the best of my knowledge, there is no more bulk DMAA for sale. And I would tell you, from this point forward, it probably just gets more and more scarce. Strong stimulant, though.
Yeah. You know what? I stay away from stuff. I'm down to 80 milligrams of caffeine a day, and I'm loving it.
Oh, that's awesome.
I did something stupid, Rob. I've been using pretty large doses of Phenibute to help me sleep recently.
Oh. Yeah,
I used it for 5 days in a row, and last night was the first night I didn't use it. I did sleep last night, but I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning. But I got to tell you something. That's a double-edged sword, Phenibute, because it makes you sleep deep, deep, deep. The first couple days I used it, Rob, it's actually the stuff you sent me. I still have that bag.
Really?
Yeah, because I didn't use much of it when you sent it to me. And remember, I was only using like 200 milligrams.
Right.
I actually used 1,000 milligrams. I had to knock myself out one night, and it worked, and I woke up in the morning, I felt refreshed. The problem is using it concurrently day after day, it stops working. I haven't built any dependency on it because I was able to fall asleep last night, but I kind of feel like maybe if I used it two or three times a week after the heaviest training days to get me into the deepest sleep just those nights, it might be worthwhile. But I need you to go over Phenibute with me sometime on the side and help me understand the best way to leverage it if I'm going to use it, okay?
Yeah, only one point on that. Ironically enough, if you take too much, you will not be able to sleep more than 2 hours. You'll wake up every 2 hours. Why that is, I don't know, but just be aware, you can definitely take too much Phenibute too frequently. But yes, two or three times a week is probably ideal.
Aurelian? Am I pronouncing
it? I thought it was Aurelian.
Aurelian, okay. Aurelian Smith. Where do you stand on carb powders? I hear something about how you use them to help people gain weight. Wouldn't that be protein powder?
Yeah, you know, many years ago, I ordered Charles Poliquin's book, The Poliquin Principles. I am not quite sure what it is about his training methods, but I never found success with them. I do much better using Charles Daly stuff. But be that as it may, he had a chapter in there about about recovery. And it, you know, I read one of the most curious statements I think I've ever heard. He said something to the effect of, "I firmly believe carb powders can help people gain more muscle than protein powder." And that really hit me between the eyes. I think it would most people, right, because we're so conditioned to protein powders. But it caused me to think and to look further into the issue. And after many years of experimentation, I'd have to say he has a point. But let me explain. Building muscle isn't easy. It is way down on your body's priority list, and it only happens after your body is taking care of more important matters, like survival, which is at the top of the body's list. There is a laundry list of things that need to happen before any muscle is built. And you've heard me before talk about these as like traffic lights down a long, long road. They need to be all green in order to get you to muscle growth at the end. Suffice it to say that insulin is a major player in muscle growth. And the right amount of insulin at the right time, it sure helps to build muscle. The only problem is indiscriminate use of carbs to jack up insulin leads to fat gain, which is not something most people want. But back to carb powders. How do they work and how best to use them? Carb powders can work several different ways. First, they spike insulin to antagonize cortisol during heavy training. And you know, it can be as something crude as dextrose or table sugar. That'll get the job done, but it also leaves you sleepy, bloated, and not in the best of conditions. You know, you're awful smooth and you look watery. A much better source would be something like pure carbolin, which will elevate insulin, but it doesn't result in these huge spikes and corresponding huge drops. It, you know, you avoid all of the side effects. So a much better strategy, in my opinion, is to use carbolin, or if you're on a budget, ground oats, after you've been running keto Monday through Friday. So in other words, it's like the anabolic diet. You know, it's carb loading on weekends. Understand, it's much easier to drink 1,000 calories than it is to eat it in whole food. And that applies to carbs as well. Remember, the anabolic diet works because there's a dedicated 24 to 48-hour carb load. Most people can't physically eat enough good carbs to do justice to the weekend. So I usually recommend these carb powders at that time. For, you know, 2 servings of carbolin a day will add an additional 100 grams of carbs, right, carbs a day on weekends, for a grand total of 200 grams. You could easily double that if you wanted to. You would also be wise to add some creatine or beta-alanine to your carb powders, as insulin has been shown to facilitate better storage of both of those. So give that strategy a shot if you have trouble gaining. Protein will always be needed to grow the most muscle, but carb powders are overlooked and underappreciated. I think you will find that having both in the right amount and at the right time will be just what the doctor ordered.
So the last week on Thursday, after doing a show with Dr. Jeff on Wednesday, I decided to give Carbolin a try. I've had a jug of Carbolin here. It's the flavorless, the natural one. No artificial colors, no artificial sweeteners. It's just the powder. It doesn't have any flavor at all, actually.
Yep.
And so, because I've always trained fasted. For years, I've trained fasted. You know me. I mean, I'm all about training fasted. And I thought, you know, diets have to be phasic. So I have to change things up once in a while to keep my body progressing. So Thursday of last week, I did 50 grams of Carbolin, went to the gym and trained with greater intensity than I've trained in a long time, and I couldn't disagree. I said to myself, you know what? Yes, I can train fasted, no doubt about it. I have metabolic flexibility, no doubt about it. But taking Carbolin made me train harder, I trained longer, and I left the gym feeling energized instead of crushed. The next day, I did a scoop of Carbolin and a scoop of Thrive, And holy F, I had one of the greatest leg workouts that I've had in a long time. I mean, did so much more work. And if I had the time, I would have kept training. It reminded me of when I did the experiment with your add 1 inch to your upper arms in one workout, and you had me using intra-workout carbohydrates. And I could have trained for 10 days just doing that, just stopping and having my drink, waiting a little while for it to digest, get back to work.
Yeah, it's really, I was going to say, the combination of those two products, Carbolin and Thrive, folks, you cannot do better than that, especially during training. You know, you simply can't buy better for any price, and they really do. You know, I would recommend, like you just did, I guess, try a serving of each alone and then put them together, and then come talk to me about what you noticed.
I'll tell you what I noticed, and some I think people will agree if they try this. If you just use the Carbolin by itself, you have a lot of energy to train. When you add the fast and slow protein and the other things that are in Thrive, it also staves off fatigue. You just don't feel fatigue. I left the gym feeling like I wanted to keep training. I already did a great workout. I was like, man. And mentally, I was happy and excited leaving the gym instead of drained and crushed. And I think that's from the leucine, which we know competes with serotonin in the brain to stave off fatigue. So the two of them together, it's like nitrous oxide and nitromethane in your car. It's like both of them. You know what I mean? Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have a question from Stan Zabisco. Is that how you would say that?
Zabisco.
Okay, Zabisco. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Cana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Cana banner ad today.
In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level? That's exactly what the Da Vinci from Ultra Human gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless. And the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off and free shipping.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
There is no other olive oil like Papa Vint's extra virgin olive. Not just because of the care and quality that goes into producing it, but also because the unique Nocciolata di Belice olive that grows in Sicily is like no other olive in the world. Its spicy yet buttery flavor improves any food it comes in contact with. Higher in antioxidants, Papa Vint's is raw, unfiltered, and cloudy, and comes from a single orchard owned and operated by the same family for over 100 years. It's the only olive oil Elisa and I will ever use. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Papa Vint's banner ad and use code SHR45 and get two bottles of Papa Vint's for $45 while supplies last.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Okay. I just got a text from somebody. I don't know who it is. And they said, do you still want to meet today? And they're not in my phone, so I don't know who it is. I got to text them back and say, well, first, who is this? All right. So Stan Zabisco says, hey, Rob, I'm a big fan of BCAAs. No, EAAs. In and around the workout, I keep hearing you talk about EAAs, of course. Is there really that much of a difference? And if so, do they justify the extra expense? I know what Rob's going to say already. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, back in 2009, when I wrote the blueprint, I too was a big proponent of branched chain aminos. In fact, I had not one, but two BCAA loading protocols that I recommended. On the surface, they make a lot of sense, right? There's good data showing they stimulate protein synthesis. But further research has demonstrated, really, leucine is the big player there in terms of, you know, turning on mTOR and protein synthesis and yada yada. And 3 grams of it solo will activate mTOR as strongly as 10 grams of branched chain aminos. More problematic, though, are recent studies showing concerns around branched chain aminos in animals. And if this extends to humans, like I think it does, this is going to be big news. The concerns point to problems with blood sugar, possibly leading to insulin resistance and then full-blown diabetes. Now, I'm going into much greater detail about this in next month's newsletter, but suffice it to say, there are some big red flags showing up in the animal research. You know, do branched chain aminos mitigate soreness? Absolutely. Is it worth having blood sugar issues? Not from where I'm sitting. It was late 2009 when I began experimenting with the backbone of what would become Synthogen. And I started with a hodgepodge of amino acids, namely arginine, glutamine, leucine, and others that showed accelerated wound healing in both animals and humans. Arginine, for example, has so many functions in sports nutrition in your body that entire books have been written about it. Some of these aminos excelled at initiating protein synthesis, leucine, and some, they'll tell you, excel at preventing protein breakdown, muscle breakdown, like HMB. At the end of round one, I was working with a half dozen aminos, some well-known, some not so well-known. Then a research paper caught my eye showing a certain ratio of the 9 essential aminos boosted protein synthesis a whopping 600%. Even if you screwed up and took it at the wrong time, it would boost it 400%. after using essential aminos for just a few weeks, it was very clear to me that they are the preferred vehicle to get the job done intra-workout. But I digress. The price differential between branched-chain aminos and essential aminos isn't that dramatic. You know, as an example, you can pick up a 30-serving bottle of essential aminos, and that 10 grams a serving is going to cost you $22-23. Branched-chain aminos are a little cheaper, but not much, and they typically come in only 5-gram dosages. To date, I have yet to see research showing any downside for essential aminos. It is all upside. The same can no longer be said about branched-chain aminos, and as such, the decision should be a no-brainer. Go with essential aminos.
And so the analogy I've given on this show for years about the comparison between EAAs and BCAAs is BCAAs is akin to calling the bricklayers to work,
but
not having any bricks or mortar for them to build any walls. EAAs, you bring them to work and you give them the bricks and mortar, because one signals to create a protein synthetic environment. The other one signals and provides the amino acids required for the protein synthetic environment. It really is. And guess what's in Thrive? EAAs.
Yep.
Added EAAs. But that's because in human breast milk, there are free-form amino acids. They call it non-protein nitrogen. And that's the only reason why it's in Thrive. Not because I wanted to build muscle, because it just happens that what is in mother's milk builds muscle. So, Phil Henning says, so I'm about to take the plunge on TRT. Any advice? Yes, do it quick. Do it soon.
Yeah. Okay, so a lot to discuss here. Testosterone replacement therapy, like everything else in life, has pros and cons, which should be weighed carefully before you proceed. If you're at this point, it is likely due to a compromised quality of life, and that's precisely how you should approach it with your doctor. In other words, don't go in there, you know, in a tank top and speaking to performance or lack thereof in the gym as a reason for pursuing this. It is far better to brush up on the symptoms of, you know, suboptimal testosterone than get in and then get in a position to test low to qualify. So here's what I mean by that. What brings you to the doctor's office is a general feeling of malaise, you know, certainly a whole lot less energy than you used to have. That low energy state has also manifested as a lack of interest in your usual leisure time activities and an indifference to rise to challenges at work or in your personal life, right? Lack of competitiveness. You notice that you just don't bounce back like you used to physically, like when you helped your friend move recently. Most onerous, though, you're losing interest in sex, and that's causing problems with your wife or girlfriend or both. Note, I didn't say difficulty getting an erection, because that could lead to a prescription for Viagra or like PDE5 inhibitor. Now, this is your actual libido that's suffering. Make sure you note that. Also note some extra fat around the middle, and you don't shave as much as you used to. Something on the order of every other day, maybe. So after some back and forth with the doctor, you're going to ask him, your general practitioner, for a referral to an endocrinologist who is going to test he's going to perform a verbal and other evaluation, but he's going to also test for total and free testosterone levels. If you're in a plan that doesn't, medical plan that doesn't require a referral, so much the better. Find an endocrinologist and go directly to him. No sense in playing that referral game. So in addition to speaking with you, the doctor is going to conduct a physical examination to see if you're hypogonadal. Basically, he's going to look at your testicles to see if they're normal size. Even if they are, It's important to stand resolute in your demands. You want to be tested, which brings us now to preparing for the test. Just like school, you got to prepare for these tests. There are several things known to depress testosterone levels. Certainly stress, lack of sleep is a big one. You know, so try to rack up at least a few nights of little sleep. Alcohol is another. You know, knocking back some cold ones in the days leading up to the test can help lower your levels. Licorice, of all things, will depress testosterone levels, and it doesn't take much to do it. You know, consider eating anywhere between 5 and 10 strands in the week leading up to the test. If all goes as planned, you will test low. Something below 300 nanograms per deciliter range, which most scales use. However, note this, the norms have been adjusted downward progressively over the years. I've seen scales 280 or even lower. This is just more reason to prepare for the test, just like any other, except, of course, you want to flunk this one. If you do qualify, insist on injections of either testcypionate or enanthate. Transdermals like Androgel and the like, they do not have the horsepower to get you past about the middle part of the range. Explain that you've got small children, nieces or nephews, and your wife is also not too keen on the idea of accidental transfer. The doctor may ask you, you know, are you going to shoot yourself? So be prepared with that answer, right? Maintain proper hygiene, disinfect the top of the vial as well as wherever you're injecting with 91% isopropyl alcohol. And typically, guys shoot into the upper right quadrant of your glutes. That's where most doctors will do it. So don't start talking about things like thigh injections and all that. Even given all of that, your prescription will likely be in the 100 to 200 milligrams per week range.
200 is fine. 200 is fine. 100 will actually make you hypogonadal.
Yeah.
Doctors don't understand that. The pharmacodynamics of cypionate or enanthate is 50% of the testosterone is released within the first 3 to 4 days. The balance trickles for the next 18 days. And so they think it's a linear, oh, if I give you 100 milligrams, it's all going to be delivered in the next week. And that's not what happens. So what happens is that peak that you get in the first 3 to 4 days shuts the HPT down. So yep. You stop producing your own testosterone. Around 2 weeks of that dose, you'll actually get your blood work done, and it'll be lower than it was when you were first tested before you were using testosterone. And the doctor will be like, gee, this is baffling. I don't know what it is. Just start out at 200 milligrams a week.
Right. So, finally, if you're successful in getting it, you know, understand nobody shoots testosterone to grow huge muscles, you know, if they're not, eating. Make sure you're getting enough protein, at least 1.5 to maybe 2 grams of lean body mass. Your body is finally going to have enough testosterone to increase and accelerate protein synthesis. So don't blow it by not eating enough protein and, of course, calories. A lot of people think magic things happen when you get on testosterone. There is no magic, okay? It's just putting your body into a more favorable environment to grow muscle. You don't eat, you're not going to grow any muscle. You don't overload the muscle to challenge it to lift heavier weights, you're not going to grow any muscle. You'll just retain some water. Now, understand also, really, the big benefits that testosterone imparts, it is a quality of life thing. I've talked to people who used to live on stimulants. They don't need them anymore. I've talked to people that have been severely depressed. Testosterone, it was the best antidepressant anybody ever gave them. So it is a quality of life thing. You don't want grumpy old man syndrome, which is also typical of low testosterone. I just can't say enough about, for all that it does, And for it is inexpensive as it is. Can't think of another medication that does all those things for pennies on the dollar.
And it's what your body is deficient on. Of your body's not deficient of Lexapro. It's not deficient of an ACE inhibitor. It's not deficient of insulin mimicking drugs. It's deficient of testosterone.
Yep.
And when you give it back what it was getting before naturally, you don't need all of those replacement drugs that doctors want to put you on.
Yeah, and it belongs in your body. Lexapro does not belong in your body.
Yeah.
Testosterone does.
Yeah, don't let any doctor talk you out of it either. Because all the research that was created, all the potential class action lawsuits a few years ago, we've covered on this show. And those two studies were horrible studies. The first one was a sick population of men who had already been undergone angioplasty, which means they had a heart event. And then they were put on testosterone and they had heart events. The other study, the guys weren't even getting, they followed these guys for a year and the guys weren't even getting their testosterone prescriptions filled. They weren't taking it. They should have taken it. They wouldn't have had problems. The one with the angioplasty, I asked the author of the study, how do you know it was the testosterone directly and not the fact that these guys felt youthful again and wanted to have sex and run upstairs all of a sudden and they forgot they had been broken down for 10 years?
Yep.
You know, when you get on testosterone within the first 2 weeks, you feel like you did when you were in your 20s. Well, guys are stupid. Like, you can't go from being a couch potato sedentary guy and then go, wow, I feel like I'm in my 20s. I'm going to act like I'm in my 20s. No, you got to gradually increase your activity level and let your body get used to it. A lot of these guys probably jumped right in like, oh, I feel great. I think I'm going to go for a jog. I haven't jogged in 15 years. Yeah, you're going to have a heart attack for sure.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's, you know, like I said before, they will use bad science to fit the narrative
that
they're currently using.
Yes, yes.
So
we have a break to take, and then when we come back, we have a question from Mike Flaherty. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com. Go there today. Be stronger tomorrow. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice Sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more. You can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. Actually, the next question is from Matt Lawrence. I flipped the page too soon. Matt Lawrence says, I've heard you talk about home gyms, hardcore gyms, and no gyms, bodyweight training. In your opinion, where is it best to train?
You know, that's a loaded question, sort of, because a lot of it depends on what kind of person you are, what your goals are, what your motivation is, and just a myriad of other factors. But first, let me just go over the state of gyms in America today. I'll call it that. The most pervasive, vile, and diabolical gym chain in this country is Planet Fitness. Now, I use terms like diabolical because Planet Fitness has no intention of helping its members succeed, assuming they're there to physically better themselves. In fact, they will proudly tell you they are not a gym and actively discourage hard work. Their motto, the judgment-free zone, that's quite ironic, given in almost every one that you walk into, a sign greets you outlining the dress and conduct code, caveated at the bottom with these words, subject to our judgment. They are also slowly but surely removing most of the free weights from their facilities. Dumbbells, I heard, are limited to 60 pounds now. There are precious few, if any, freestanding barbells. Certainly no squat racks. In fact, if you were to create a place to go to not get in shape, Planet Fitness would be it. The upshot of all of this is that Planet Fitness kind of has a methadone-type quality to it. It sort of looks and feels like the real thing, but it isn't. You know, to add insult to injury, free Tootsie Rolls are regularly dispensed to members, and at least once a month, they'll pump you full of, you know, free bagels and pizza, just in case you happen to stimulate any real fat loss while you were there. At the end of the day, Planet Fitness is a big purple and yellow daycare for adults, and it's a breeding ground for mediocrity. Now, the various club fitnesses that I've been to are better, no question about it. They do allow members to actually work hard. Note, however, the word gym has likewise been removed from their name as well as a large number of the, well, let me put it this way, a large number of these places used to be Gold's Gym. I think Gold's has officially changed its name. I have no idea if World Gym is still in operation. If they are, I haven't seen any around here. I also belong to a gym called Body by Design, and that's in Stafford, Connecticut. That's an honest-to-God gym with a reverse hyper, mine actually, so they agreed to take it. They have multiple squat racks, tons of plates, and some very strong people walking around. For obvious reasons, I like to train there. Otherwise, the realm of hardcore lifters has largely gone underground, as in people are setting up their own home gym or garage gyms. I myself had one, you know, before buying a condo, and believe me, it served its purpose. Always open, never crowded, and they're always playing the music that you like. I gained just fine training by myself in my basement. That's not true for everybody. It takes a very motivated individual to go it solo and regularly push themselves past whatever limits currently exist. Not everyone's like that, which is fine. Just understand who you are and what motivates you. These days, I actually, for the most part, I enjoy being around other people for one very important reason. It drives me to be better. So at 47, I still have a competitive nature, and I can move some decent weight, for me anyway, on certain movements. And I take great pride in outperforming a large number of 20-year-old know-it-alls at these gyms. Of course, there are plenty of stronger people than me there, and believe you me, I'm gunning for every one of them. That doesn't exist in a place called, like, Planet Fitness. Those people are driven away. You have nothing really to aspire to, and you're surrounded by fellow mediocre people, the only way I can put it. Wherever you train, understand this. You're there to do a job. And it's like any other type of warfare. You get in, you take care of business, and then you get out. If you're serious about training, those are the steps that you must follow. Surround yourself with strong people, stronger than you are. Because as the old saying goes, a rising tide lifts all ships, and you will be a better lifter for it. There is a difference between training and working out. Make sure you're training. My two cents.
You know, I learned to want to try the deadlift by watching guys in the gym deadlift. I wanted to deadlift heavy because I saw guys in my gym deadlifting heavy. I remember when I first started training at Powerhouse in Louisville, and Porter Cottrell was there regularly training clients. I remember saying to him, you know, having you at this gym improves the experience because seeing someone with your level of physical perfection gives you something to shoot for. If you're a goal-oriented person, then you need to crystallize in your mind what your goals are. And in this case here, it's to have a certain level of strength, maybe bench press a certain amount of weight. But you have to have examples of that.
Right.
The reason that people squat over 1,000 pounds today is because someone squatted over 1,000 pounds first, and then other people went, hey, maybe I can too.
Right.
So the idea that these gyms eliminate anyone with any acquisition of strength or body form that looks muscular.
Right.
They're actually doing these people such a great disservice, even though they're letting these people exist in their comfort zone. Pain is growth provoking.
Yep.
Pain is growth provoking. If something is painful to you, you will do something to change it. So if you see somebody day in and day out that looks great and you look like crap, and deep down inside you'd like to look great so you don't just quit and walk away, you will see that person as an example of what you can do, not someone who is showing you what you are not. That's the difference between the people at a real gym and a place like Planet Fatness. I mean, people buy memberships at Planet Fatness so that they can feel like they belong to a gym, so they can say, well, I belong to a gym, I'm doing the right thing. It's kind of like insurance for them. They have no intentions of actually getting in shape. Now, that's not everybody. I know people who get a good workout in at Planet Fatness because they're going to get a good workout in no matter where they are. But you're right. They're limited. They're limited to the weights they can use. They're limited to how strength. I mean, think about this. If you train too strenuously, you'll be asked to leave.
Yeah.
How is that not discrimination? That's discrimination.
Yeah.
Oh, you're making everybody else feel uncomfortable because you are trying too hard. Really?
Yeah, it is a sin to discriminate against anyone today except bodybuilders.
Yes, or anyone with a modicum of physical progress. I mean, you can't body shame anybody except someone who's in great shape. If you say something about a fat person, you'll be haunted as a bully. But if you say somebody about the other day, I got into a debate with a guy who's a vegan on Facebook, and he referred to me as a brainless muscle bound. No, really, because he doesn't believe that people should lift weights. He says people should just walk. That's all they should do. And so now, if I were black and he called me something related to my race, or if I were fat and he called me a fat person, I could have gotten all the gravity of everybody on Facebook to come down on him as a bully. But because I am neither of those, because I am muscular, it's okay to bash me. It's okay to bash fit people in the United States. You just can't bash anybody else. Anybody else. It's truly one of the worst cases of discrimination that we see today. And it's accepted because people hate you when you have worked so hard to change your outcome. We have a question from Mike Flaherty when we come back. Stay tuned.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained, fasted, and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime, I couldn't have done it without. U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meets banner ad today.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with bodybuildingsupplements.com. Bodybuildingsupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Cree Alkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
My Adaptogen N at BodybuildingSupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. BodybuildingSupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at BodybuildingSupplements.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level? That's exactly what the Da Vinci from UltraHuman gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless, and the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off and free shipping.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. So Mike Flaherty says, I've heard you talk about hurting your shoulder. What are you doing for it, and what do you recommend for avoiding shoulder injuries?
You know, of all the joints in the human body, the shoulder is probably the most injury prone. And that, given its extreme flexibility and the nature of its anatomy. So what we are blessed with in terms of range of motion and flexibility, the downside to that is it's more likely to get injured than other joints. Without question, shoulder injuries are the most prevalent, not only in gyms, not only in the United States, but also around the world. So let's talk about why. There is a propensity for most trainees to focus on their upper body, especially pushing movements like the bench, but also plenty of curls for the girls, so to speak. The result are ridiculously overdeveloped front delts, usually at the expense of rear and side delts. You can spot these people a mile away. How? Their palms are rotated backwards. You know, given the overdeveloped anterior front delts, pulls them forward. It's pulling them forward. In other words, you know, it's like the knuckle dragger look. The proper alignment for the hands, if you're just resting, and you're holding them down and just resting at your sides, would be, you know, they're facing each other, a pronated type position. More importantly, to maintain good shoulder health, I always recommend one pulling movement for every push, set for set and rep for rep. And in fact, things like chest and back, you know, they're wonderful, excellent idea to train together. If your rear delts are lacking, I sometimes recommend a 2-to-1 ratio of pulls or rows to pushing movements, but only until that imbalance is kind of rectified. The key is making sure the entire shoulder is strong, not just the front of it. Also, it's worth remembering that you perform vertical rows for width, but horizontal and mixed plane rows for thickness. You need both, so make sure to work them both into your schedule. In terms of my injury, I pulled a muscle in my front delt over a month ago now, and it's still preventing me from training my upper body with any real intensity. At 47, these things heal slowly. And for a while, I wasn't doing anything for it. I was just trying to rest it as much as possible. That really wasn't getting me anywhere. So I pulled out a rehab exercise that I read about many years ago. When you're pulling the sled, if you perform a front raise type motion with it to help rehab the shoulder, it does wonders for all kinds of shoulder injuries. And in fact, after just two of those sessions late last week, yesterday was my first full day with no pain. So I don't think it's a coincidence. In the interim, I've gone on the offense on legs, and that's going really well. Mixed in with the occasional top-range rack pull, that's allowed me to keep most of my upper body size. Another thing I've been doing is taking my son along to the gym with me twice a week. Why is that significant? Well, we train together doing convict conditioning, and the early steps, we're starting at step one for things like push-ups and pull-ups, the early steps are actually excellent rehab exercises for anyone with shoulder injuries. Today, for example, yesterday now, he achieved the progression standard on wall push-ups. He did three sets of 50. So Maximus, Nicholas Maximus, he was really excited. He's psyched to go to step two. And in the interim, my shoulder got some much-needed blood flushed into it and waste products out of it as a result of doing it with him. The one saving grace, in my case anyway, is that this is not a rotator cuff or tendon or ligament injury, which would take even longer to heal. Still, it is hard not using it, as it's my dominant arm, right? And being active between training and training others in jiu-jitsu, you know, it never truly gets 100% downtime. So if I find any other rehab gems along the way, I will certainly let you know. But suffice it to say, structure your exercises set for set, rep for rep, intelligently such that there's not an imbalance in the whole shoulder. The other thing I learned from this injury, this was kind of unique. A guy diagnosed it as he said, okay, raise your arm as high as you can. So I did. He said, does that hurt? I said, hell yeah. He says, all right, let your arm go slack now. He grabbed my hand and raised it up above my head. He said, does that hurt? I said, no, not at all. He said, that's good news. It means it's muscular and not a tendon or a ligament. So if you haven't gotten it checked out, gotten a professional diagnosis, That little test might help you out.
Okay, two things that I've learned when it comes to shoulders. Number one, rowing a canoe is great for your shoulders. If you have painful shoulders, find a canoe, find a lake, and row equally with both arms. Don't just do the shoulder that hurts. But I promise you that rowing an afternoon with a canoe or a kayak, for that matter, because you row pretty much the same, you won't believe the pain relief that you'll have for days after. And probably doing it with regularity is probably therapeutic. Number two, never, ever, never, ever, ever reach back from the front seat of your car to the back seat of your car to grab your wife's purse, grab your backpack, grab your briefcase, and pull it to the front. Never, ever do this. Those of you who do this or have done this, you will injure your shoulders, and it will affect your training. This is something that people do commonly. I am guilty of it. I never had shoulder problems until one day I was in Maryland on business. And I was driving to an appointment. My briefcase was in the back seat. My briefcase was very, very heavy because I always had a bunch of crap in it. And I needed it immediately because back then my Palm Pilot was in there, and I had to get this guy's address. I was on the freeway. I reached back with my right arm because I was driving, grabbed the leather strap of my briefcase, and then proceeded to pull it up and into the middle between the two seats because it never would have fit over the passenger seat, and put it in the passenger seat. And what I did to my shoulder that day never left me to this day. You put your shoulder in a compromising position when you reach back like that, and then you try to move a heavy weight in that compromised position. You will stretch things in your shoulder that will never go back to normal. You'll end up with laxity in the shoulder that will end up becoming injury prone later on when you train. So if you have to get something out of the back seat, pull over, get out of your car, open the back door, grab it, get back in your car and put it down on the seat. Do not reach back and grab it and try to pull it between the bucket seats. There you go. I just showed my age by referring to them as bucket seats, Rob. You remember that? Remember when cars came with bucket seats instead of a bench seat?
The 80s.
Yeah. Now with the new Judge GTO with bucket seats. Yeah, and a four on the floor. All right, we have to take a break. When we come back, we have the blueprint tip of the day. Stay tuned.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
There is no other olive oil like Papa Vint's extra virgin olive. Not just because of the care and quality that goes into producing it, but also because the unique Nocciolata di Belice olive that grows in Sicily is like no other olive in the world. Its spicy yet buttery flavor improves any food it comes in contact with. Higher in antioxidants, Papa Vint's is raw, unfiltered, and cloudy, and comes from a single orchard owned and operated by the same family for over 100 years. It's the only olive oil Elisa and I will ever use. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Papa Vint's banner ad and use code SHR45 and get two bottles of Papa Vint's for $45 while supplies last.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Girls
shake that Laffy Taffy. That Laffy Taffy.
Welcome back. Laffy Taffy. I wonder if that's like Bonomo Turkish Taffy. Do you remember Bonomo Turkish Taffy?
No, I don't.
Yeah, you're too young. Yeah. That was the candy that they used to advertise when I was a kid, and they used to slap it to crack it. So it was like a flat bar, like a Hershey chocolate bar, but it was made out of Turkish taffy.
Wow.
And you put it in your refrigerator, and then you slapped it on the table and then opened it. It was all broken up into little pieces that you could chew because there was no way to eat it other than that, because it was so hard and chewy. So anyway, yeah. I'm showing my age, baby. I'll be 60 soon. All right, blueprint tip of the day. What is it?
Tip of the day is, oh, what a difference a book makes. You know, I forgot who it was, but I think this question came through you, through On Air, maybe. I fielded a question last week about what books I recommend.
That was it. That was from On Air at superhumanradio.net. That's where it came from.
Yeah. And, you know, after I sent that email, it gave me pause to consider just what those books had done for me. And I think I listed 10 or so of them, maybe a dozen. Over the course of the last 32 years, I've built a lot of muscle, for me anyway, in my frame. I've been from 143 to 252, and I'm about 243 right now. So, you know, call it 100 pounds. Maybe not all muscle, obviously, but a good deal of it, a truckload of strength, and a tremendous amount of self-confidence. And I can tell you, without reservation, the biggest and fastest gains came as a result of the information in those books. In fact, I don't recall a single supplement even coming close or doing the same as the information in those books, which should tell you something about where to put your next available dollars. Books like Super Squats by Randall J. Strawson, Stuart McRoberts' Brawn and Beyond Brawn, those were game changers for me, literally unlocking the secrets to greater size and strength. Later on, I subscribed to newsletters and other publications from some of the most experienced authorities on all things physical culture. And right now, today, that same dynamic is playing out with my lower back. So let me explain. When I was in my early 20s, I lived for the deadlift. So at a shade over 200 pounds, I was squatting and deadlifting 525 in competition, and if I recall correctly, 585, maybe 600 after that in training. It made me feel unstoppable. And right around when I was feeling 10 feet tall and bulletproof, I hurt my back. And it was a devastating blow, because when your self-worth is wrapped up in your powerlifting total, you hurt your back, you become lost in a very deep, very disturbing way. I could barely put my socks on in the morning, never mind, you know, squat or deadlift prodigious weights. And so it went for the next 20 years or so. I would chase bigger weights, then I'd hurt my back. It always got better, yes, but every time I did it, it took longer. But eventually, after all those years of vertically compressing the spine, I just couldn't take any more. You know, for the better part of a decade, I did not squat or deadlift with a barbell. Now, sure, I found other exercises and variations of those lifts, but the fact remained, I had a glass back, okay? You've heard the expression, a glass back? I had it. It just always felt like it was about to give. So as you can imagine, that's a terrible, terrible way to live. I tried everything. Acupuncture, massage, inversion therapy, chiropractic, weird herbs, and every anti-inflammatory you've heard of, and then some. I was at a chiro multiple times per week just to get by. And then it happened. Again, a new book came into my life, this time Convict Conditioning. And in its pages, it spoke to bridging and its ability to heal a bad back. In other words, to bulletproof the spine. Now, I'll be honest with you. I read those things, but I didn't really believe them. I did decide to try, though, because some of the craziest things that I've heard of over the years have been the most effective and helped me the most. And lo and behold, bridging has fixed my back. That's right. Knock on wood. Bridging has fixed my back. I no longer have a glass back. It feels strong, really strong. Wall walks, which is a variation of bridging, make my back feel unbreakable again. Not as good as in my 20s, better, and I'm 47. Provided I bridge just once a week, my back feels like I was young again. There's just something about it that makes my back feel indestructible. Even now, I marvel at the fact that I spent decades trying all these different things, and really, you know, it depressed me terribly so at points. Nevertheless, I try all these different things, spend all this money, when the answer was right in front of me, or in back of me, as the case may be. Bending backwards repeatedly is bridging. It was all that was needed. The solution didn't cost a penny, and it was within myself. And then I thought again about the power of information, because that was just one tidbit in a book loaded with gems like that. Folks, take it from me. The power of information, no matter how you get it, no matter if you order my books, Brooks Cubic's books, somebody else's books, no matter how you get it, it can take you places that no supplement can go. It's not even close. I would tell you this. Avail yourself to the best information that you can find, and do it now. Don't wait. You're going to get distracted. You're going to spend more money on supplements. Going to be the same couple hundred bucks, you know, this month that it was last month, and nothing's going to change. The information that you avail yourself to, internalize, and put into practice is by far the most powerful steroid you could ever be on. And I mean that sincerely. You will never, ever regret it. I don't know what else to say beyond that, but, yeah, that question really, I thought for a good hour after I answered that question about what those books did for me, and it's, like I said, night and day.
Well, at the end of the day, supplements are great, but knowledge is king when it comes to this journey.
Yeah.
I mean, you could supplement with stuff all day long and not have any results. You could read a good book and get one thing out of it, and
yep.
You could have it could change your results. So,
yep.
And let's face it, a supplement you've got to buy month in and month out. You stop buying it, you stop seeing the results. But knowledge you use forever once you get it. It's really the most valuable investment
right.
You can make.
Listen, I'm in the supplement business. You're in the supplement business. We wouldn't make these things if we didn't think they had value. But to your point, you know, a bottle of Synthogen is going to last you 30 days, sometimes a little longer. The information on bridging it cost me, I think it was a one-time cost of $40 maybe for the book. He's not selling me anything. I don't have to order some new sets and reps of bridges every 30 days. It's free. And the solution, like I said, all along, it was not outside of me. The answer was within me. And if you think about it, where else in life do you bend backwards during the course of a day?
Yeah, no. Really. Right.
You're always sitting and leaning forward. You have a barbell in your hand, like on a deadlift, and you're leaning forward. You have a barbell on your back and you're squatting, you're leaning forward. In no other sport, anything that I can think of, other than maybe gymnastics, are you bridging? And that's very telling.
And wrestling, right? Wrestling.
And wrestling, yeah. Wrestlers are well known to bridge. And, you know, for all the lost productivity, given back injuries and their severity in this country today, bridging even once a week could make such a dramatic, you know, improvement for these people. And again, it's free. It's probably a good lesson for the future. Before you go looking for solutions outside yourself, think about the very real possibility that the solution resides within you.
Yeah.
It's there. You just need to find it.
Knowledge is power. There you go.
So,
all right. Well, that's good. So don't hang up, Rob.
Okay.
Because I'm going to pick up the phone. I want to go ahead and order Mass Pro Synthogen, like right now. So I need you just to walk me through a couple things, okay?
Yep.
So we're going to say goodbye, but Rob and I are going to talk behind your backs in just a minute because I'm going to work hard to get one of those last bottles of Synthogen. All right, we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.